From the KTOA newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news. Residents this morning were evacuated from one of Juneau's biggest apartment buildings after a fire. The fire was on the third floor of the Mendenhall Tower Apartments. It's not clear yet if there were any injuries, but the fire was quickly put out. KTOA's Mika Wilson was on the scene.
The sprinkler system did go off, and the fire marshal credited the sprinklers to keeping the fire contained within the one apartment. And then the fire crews that went in used a regular fire hose to finish putting it out. But without their sprinklers, there's no saying how far the fire could have spread.
The fire was out by 11:30 a.m. Widener Apartment Homes manages the building. Sean Higgins with Widener says it has about 127 units, some of which are commercial. It's referred other questions to a company representative who could not be reached. From just outside the building on the ground, Mika Wilson says it's clear there will be water damage.
It is pretty well raining from the ceiling within, and so there's the carpets are getting pretty wet. And considering the fire was on the third floor, it sounds like it'll take a while for that water to work its way down through the second floor and down to the first floor.
According to city property records, the tower was built in 1951. Alaska Governor Bill Walker rescinded a judge appointment for a Juneau defense attorney after reading comments from a legal brief. Juneau Empire reports Walker had initially chosen attorney Julie Willoughby to fill the Juneau Superior Court vacancy, but instead selected municipal attorney Amy Mead. According to a statement from the governor's chief of staff, Scott Kendall, Walker informed Willoughby that he was going with Mead 2 hours after telling a defense attorney that she had the job. Kendall says the governor saw the brief Willoughby had filed on a child sexual abuse case. Kendall says Willoughby argued that a man's sexual assaults against a 12-year-old girl were a, quote, mutually satisfying sexual adventure, end quote, and did not harm the child. Willoughby did not respond to the newspaper's phone call seeking comment. This week is the deadline for initiative backers in Washington and Oregon to submit their petitions to the Secretary of State's office. In Washington, backers of a carbon fee initiative have already turned in their petitions. 2 years ago, Washington voters rejected a different carbon tax measure. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins of the Northwest News Network says that proposal didn't garner the support of a broad coalition.
What makes this different is that this carbon fee proposal is backed by a very powerful coalition of labor, environmental, and tribal groups. So there is a lot of power, a lot of money, and a lot of unanimity behind this particular proposal, whereas in the past we've seen split views on whether it was the right approach. So that's what makes this different.
Financial supporters of the carbon fee include the Nature Conservancy, the Washington Environmental Council, and the Washington State Labor Council. Oil companies are poised to fund an opposition campaign. And looking at weather, it's 73 degrees with a few clouds at Juneau International Airport. This afternoon, sunny, high near 81. More news at ktoo.org.